This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Jay, you were just talking about secession, and you were saying you've been thinking a lot about New Hampshire and how it is that we could go from where we are today to being an independent country, free from the burdens of the United States federal government. Now, was there any of that you wanted to share with the audience?
Absolutely. So I really believe on an individual basis is how you're going to really become independent.
To declare individual secession from the state.
Absolutely. To stop using the benefits of the state, to waive the benefits that the state is offering. In fact, literally, it comes down to name and date of birth. That part I'm not going to get too much into. There is a guy, Curtis Kallenbach, if you Google him, he's been doing tremendous, tremendous research on this. I've been following him for about 4 years now. I've gone down this path where I've done these waivers. I've claimed my DNA. I've filed paperwork to Secretary of State's office. I've had court cases literally just dismissed the first day for driving without a license after I've done this stuff. But what we have to understand is what succession actually is. So the state of New Hampshire, people need to understand, is there's a couple of different things that could be the state of New Hampshire. It could be this land, which is actually the New Hampshire Nation, which was created by a constitutional convention and you know in the 1700s. And then you have the state of New Hampshire, which is an actual corporation that was chartered under United States Corporation, and I believe 1868. It's either 1868 or 69. I know New York, state of New York, was the first state that was incorporated. But even if you look up the word state in the New Hampshire definitions, it says includes District of Columbia is what
now
the definition.
Now, where do you find that?
So I actually, years ago, Renee and I were talking about a traffic ticket at lunch one day up here, and I explained to her, and I think I showed it right on my tablet, whereas the R, you know, with the RSAs, they call them here.
Mm-hmm. Revised Statutes Annotated.
Right, and I went into the definition section, and I just looked up the word state. And it says includes District of Columbia.
I guess there's a bunch of different definition sections.
Yeah, so I'd like to know more about that. That sounds very interesting.
This is what people are gonna start looking at. The word state was changed under public policy 1864. Chris Gronsky gets into this, and he's right here in New Hampshire, and he does these classes all the time.
We've had him on the show from Porkfest in the past.
Right, right, and it's super informational stuff. But the word state literally was changed in 1864 to mean District of Columbia. So when they talk about state of New Hampshire, what they're talking about is District of Columbia franchise New Hampshire, as if it was, say, the Keene franchise of Subway.
7-Eleven or something. Yeah, like
absolutely.
That.
So,
but the difference is that this corporation, the one you're talking about, the United States government and the state of New Hampshire, these are corporations that will use violence against you, unlike most corporations, right?
Yeah, they will. And
Target won't point a gun at you to force you through their front door. And you know.
That's correct. But what people are doing, and they're unknowingly doing this, is they're using the benefit of these corporations. And they don't understand they're using the benefit of the corporation, and they don't even know they're using the benefits of these corporations. So what I believe, all that's being enforced is intellectual property law. Hmm. And we know they do that with the barrel of a gun quite well. So by understanding what it is that actually needs to happen is this corporation, people need to walk away from this corporation. They need to stop dealing with it, stop using it. And this is something I've been thinking about. I need to start writing about it and get it in writing so we'll get some, you know, some some chatter on this.
Yeah, well, I want to see communication. You know, I'm so glad you finally came here because you know, it's also interesting that you come here at around the time Dick Marple is going to court on some of very similar sounding theories, and he's calling out a judge in the courtroom. I actually just posted this video over at freekeen.com. So if anybody wants to see a very experienced and educated man in some of these areas, I mean, he gets the idea that the U.S. is a corporation, and he even talks about that, I think, in the video at one point, and that, you know, everything's a contract with these corporations that you're getting into when you sign agreements like the driver's license and other things that they want you to sign. And so it's, I think, you know, what we can do here is we can document this stuff. So there are these ideas, and then there are the few people like you, Jay, who are willing to actually try them out and put them into play and see what happens. Because what I've found is that it seems like these governments don't follow their own rules, that they purportedly have rules to follow, but that they just ignore them. And it doesn't seem like you can get them to follow their own rules.
So I actually think, and I was actually talking about this quite intensely at the freeware meeting I went to last week, I think that these governmental agencies, because they're not governments, even a Keene charter says the city of Keene, a municipal corporation calling itself a governmental agency, or a governmental agency, I believe is what it says, it does not use the word government.
So it appears to be government, but it's not government.
Yeah, so suffix AL means similar to alike. Yeah. And just like this ACLU versus Massachusetts ACLU versus the state police with the law enforcement councils, is what the state police are, and it was attorney Jack Collins, who's actually a guy I personally know, who represented the state police in this. The state police won, and the Supreme Judicial Court ruled that they are not government, they are not bound by the Constitution, they are not bound by these public records requests in Massachusetts because they are charitable organizations. And you guys actually reported on this a couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember you told us about that.
These aren't governments that we're dealing with, and everybody, so, like, at the freeware meeting, I was starting to talk to some guys about, yeah, they're not violating the Constitution. The Constitution does not apply. It does not matter. It'd be like the Walmart employer contract you have with Walmart. If you work for Walmart, the Constitution doesn't matter with Walmart. It's whatever the contract is. So, people,
what's the corporate charter? What are the corporate rules?
That's all it is, the corporate charter, the corporate rules. So, people are really thinking, oh, they're just ignoring the Constitution. I fought so many of my court cases over constitutional stuff, and I've had judges tell me the Constitution doesn't matter. You know, I've always asked,
I won't hear the Constitution in my courtroom.
Yeah, if you mention the Constitution in front of the jury, you're going to get 90 days in contempt, Mr. Noon, right? In Palmer Court, I was told that. The Constitution is not an issue before this court. The Constitution does not matter. The judge is right. I found the judge is right because these courts are all these district courts are literally District of Columbia franchises. It's the same thing as a state. Curtis Kallenbach really gets into this stuff.
Now, is this like where you can go to Dun and Bradstreet and actually type in the corporate name of the courts or the state of New Hampshire or the police department?
Absolutely. So I actually pulled up the City of Keene Charter. And it says, the inhabitants of the City of Keene shall continue to be a body politic and corporate under the name City of Keene, hereinafter referred to as the City, and as such to enjoy all the rights, immunities, powers, and privileges, and be subject to all the duties and liabilities now appertaining to or incumbent upon them as a municipal corporation.
So it doesn't say governmental in there, is what you're saying.
Well, on a cover letter, because you and I, when we were in that restaurant that day in Belchertown there after one of your first hearing when you got arrested down in Palmer, we were looking over this, and it was a mirror of the Palmer, the town of Palmer city charter. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing. And on like the cover letter, it says the town of Palmer, a municipal corporation calling itself, or the beginning of it. But you're looking at the actual text. But that text there says that all inhabitants shall remain municipal corporations, right? Or something like that.
Or a body politic.
Which is supposed to be a voluntary organization, is it not? A body politic?
Yeah, it is a voluntary. I don't volunteer into it.
Right. Well, the problem is they keep forcing us into it, even though we let them know we're not interested in their services, that they... they insist.
I believe
with the point of a gun.
I believe every time you give them a name with a date of birth, that you are volunteering into their jurisdiction, that you are using their benefits People should take the word date of birth and just open up a Black's Fifth Edition and just start reading it, that definition, and then take every word in that definition and start looking that up in Black's, and it's going to really open some minds.
Well, I'm glad you're here, because we're going to document this. You know, whatever your next path is, Jay, I want to be there to help record as much of it as we can and promote, you know, these ideas. Because ultimately, if you can get a case dismissed, that's a good thing. But the question is, can someone else do it?
That's right.
And is it duplicatable, or was it just a random occurrence that they just happened to, you know, dismiss a case because we want this guy out of here? You know, so being able to duplicate these ideas and have success across the board is really the key, and so far no one has been yet able to do that. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Have you ever wanted to start up your own blog or website, but just haven't gotten around to doing it yet? Maybe you're a little intimidated by the process. Well, HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, makes it easy. In fact, they've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you don't have to worry about outages for your new site. Or maybe you already have a website, but you want to move to a new host. Check out HostGator. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. That /FTL will get you 50% off of their regular prices. It's a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. HostGator.com/FTL for 50% off of web hosting. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Let's talk to James. He is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Go ahead, James.
Jay, respectfully, all I can say is you have a very tendentious view of history. No wonder why you're so true believer in conspiracy theories like Trump is a puppet, and you immediately talk about how JFK was assassinated because of something you believe he was going to do, but he wasn't a puppet. And that happened 55 years ago,
he could have been a puppet,
by the way.
Who knows? I wasn't around back then.
I know, but you talked about it. Again, you have a tendentious view of history. You believe in conspiracy theories to your rotten core, respectfully. I'm trying to help you. Which these
you don't help somebody by insulting them.
I'm not insulting them. I'm telling them the truth. That's not a tip. It's the truth.
I do believe a lot of
conspiracy theories.
A lot of them.
Like, no. But he said you had a rotten core. That's the insult.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, it is. When you believe in conspiracy theories, your core is rotten at its heart. And I do pray for you, Jay.
Thank you.
And like when a progressive that you were sitting right next to regurgitates a conspiracy theory trope that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. It's like hearing a snake oil salesman say that if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Okay, Saddam Hussein, may he rot in hell forever, was a mass murderer and a weapon of mass destruction by definition.
Wasn't he an American-installed guy right from the beginning?
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Oh,
we actually supported him and also didn't support him at times. That's called... it's called politics, Jay. We didn't support Saddam Hussein, and we didn't install the socialist mass murderer in 1977. We didn't install him. But again, like I said, you believe in conspiracy theories, and you literally revert to it. You revert to it as a matter of habit, and not to mention you believe it as a matter of fact when they're not true. But Jay, you said something bizarre last week that I didn't get to talk to you about. Something about GE and the mainstream media always drums up animosity so that we'll go to war and take other people's stuff and empire and all that stuff. Again, you believe in conspiracy theories. So you were talking about Venezuela.
I believe in following money trail. You know, who does it benefit?
It
certainly seems like the media backs the war effort almost to a T. I mean, they are behind the government.
Of course you believe, we went into Iraq, the coalition of the willing, like 30 countries went into Iraq to take their oil, right? Is that why you think we went there?
No, I kind of follow Ron Paul's logic.
He's answering your question. Try not to interrupt him. Go ahead, Jay.
The fact that they wouldn't take dollars for oil, they didn't want to participate, they didn't have a centralized banking system. In fact, if you Google Ron Paul on why we invaded Iraq, he explains it so perfectly, I can't reiterate all of it, but it basically had to do with Iraq would not follow in line with, you know, the central banking policies of, you know, England and the U.S., from what I understand.
Jay, when I was 19 years old, I voted for Ron Paul. Okay, I know why Ron Paul says we invaded Iraq, but like I said, you revert to conspiracy theories literally as a by instinct. It's literally by instinct. So forgive me for calling your core rotten. Ron Paul's is as well, because if what you just said were true, Congressman Ron Paul would have a moral duty to make like Cato and Cicero and Brutus and do the right thing. But then again, when Bush left the White House, Obama came in, too. That would make him complicit, too.
The right thing is what Ron Paul did the entire time. Ron Paul was anti-war. Thank you for the call tonight. Ron Paul voted no on, you know, pretty much everything that came across his desk in Washington, D.C. Nobody can deny that Ron Paul, more so than any other politician in our lifetimes, did the right thing.
So, obviously, I mean, James said that Ron, did he just mention that Ron Paul's core was rotten also?
That's what he said, yeah.
Okay.
Paul's rotten to the core.
So, I mean, I don't know, James got issues, you know. God bless you, man. I hope you get over it.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hey, so, Jay, I know you wanted to talk tonight about Christmas time. By the time you come on the show next Wednesday, it'll be over. So you had some comments about materialism and young people. Is that right?
Yeah, so I got young nieces and nephews, and obviously I was young myself at one time and involved in Christmas. And with me, what I've noticed with Christmas, especially with these young kids, is that they just get showered in just tremendous amounts of gifts, and it's like, I think it's tremendously overstimulating. I mean, I witnessed
it's more now than it was 20 years ago.
Oh no, because 30 years ago, I was kind of the same way. Mm-hmm. I remember
you were showered with gifts.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a little insane because mm-hmm. you know, especially I was like the oldest grandson, you know, grandparents on both sides, and my parents are divorced, so there was like an extra set of grandparents sending stuff. So, yeah, it was a little crazy. And I can remember even myself being materialistically driven as a six-year-old boy. My uncle literally told me he was going to get me some Tonka truck, and he never got me this Tonka truck, and I was really mad at him for it. And I, like, when I saw him, I'm like, where's my Tonka truck? You know, and I'm like, you told me I'd get a Tonka truck. I did that to him.
Wow.
And then...
You little brat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he was like, he just couldn't believe it. I mean, it just disappointed him so much. And I really liked my uncle, you know. I saw him as a cool guy. And he was kind of a cool guy. I mean, he was financially irresponsible, but he was a cool guy when I was a kid, and he was always fun. And I really, like, I hurt his feelings. It disappointed him. And that kind of, that struck me, you know, as a little kid. And then I didn't really start putting all this together till I was older. But then, like, last year, so I don't get my nephews and nieces anything for Christmas.
Really?
No, nothing. I make it a point not to, because they just get way too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, my one nephew, and you've met him, he's a really smart guy. And he's 5 years old now. And he comes up to me and he says, Uncle Jay, it's Christmas, and you didn't give me or my sister, or he says the cousin's names, a Christmas gift. And I'm like, yeah, Christmas is voluntary, bud. He's like, oh, okay. But we had a voluntary discussion. It's about voluntarism versus socialism. I had this with a five-year-old like 2 weeks before this. And I thought he was going to have a meltdown, and he was so cool about it. He just accepted it.
Huh.
And even today he told me, or yesterday, that Christmas is voluntary. Right, Uncle Jay? I says, yes, it is. And I told him I was here for the food.
All right, we're going to continue the discussion here. You know, is Christmas creating materialism, and what is that leading to? I think there's a larger topic here. We're going to continue. 855-450-FREE. Is Jay onto something? You can share your thoughts.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dating dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tipsy Elves sweaters. I've got mine on right now. It is the Santa's Little Helper, I believe is the name of it, but you actually can't buy it anymore, so I feel bad showing it off.
Well, you can, I think, still for your child or your dog.
Or for pets. Okay, thank you for that reminder.
They sold out in the last 2 weeks when I saw it on there.
They've got ugly Christmas sweaters. That's what they do over at Tipsy Elves, and they've got a brand new bunch, a whole batch of new ones for 2016. So if you went there last year, now you can go back again and see some new designs. Check out TipsyElves.com. In fact, Jay, you went to what they called an ugly Christmas sweater party over the weekend, which I had not heard of before, but didn't surprise me because these things are definitely in. I mean, I'm no fashionista or anything like that, but you see them around. Like, people are wearing ugly Christmas sweaters. I've seen them on YouTube. I've seen them in real life. We saw somebody wearing what appeared to be a variant on the one that you loaned Jay, which was a red version of the...
It was also a cardigan.
Ah, okay. Well, anyway, it was the reindeer having sex on a Christmas sweater. You wore this to the party, and I actually asked you before we started the show up tonight how it went, And you said yours was easily the funniest sweater in the room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so it was an annual holiday party, and the thing was, you know, bring your ugliest Christmas sweater or wear your ugliest Christmas sweater or something. So, yeah, I mean, some people just showed up in T-shirts because, you know, whatever. I mean, I would have, unless I, you know,
sure. Had you don't sweater. Have one, you don't have one.
And you know, so that sweater was a lot of fun. And it's a really well-made sweater, too.
Yeah, it's good. It keeps me warm.
And I was in there about 15 minutes, and I'm talking with a friend of mine, and she kind of starts looking at my sweater, and she's like, are those reindeer humping? And I'm like, yeah, and everybody was just laughing, and then it started, and they're like, oh, what kind of guy wears a sweater like that to a party? And I was just an anarchist. And this guy's like, oh, I'm a libertarian. I was like, cool.
Yeah. Right on.
Actually, it's a great discussion.
Started
there.
Some conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have thought that reindeer having sex on a sweater would have started those conversations?
Pretty much anybody, because that is definitely a conversation starter.
Yeah, no doubt. So you can get one for yourself over at tipsyelves.com. That is one of the ones that they're selling right now. We got that delivered this year. Tipsyelves.com. You go there, use code FTL at checkout. You'll save 20% site-wide. And it's not just about fun at Tipsy Elves, but they're also serious about quality and construction. So good quality products. And they got a wide variety of options for men and women, and not just sweaters, but for women, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. For men, they even have Christmas suits. As you mentioned, they even have items for pets and for kids.
Yes.
Plus collegiate designs, which have nothing to do with Christmas. You get 20% off of that.
Kind of does, because the college bowl season is happening right now, so there's a lot of college football that will be played.
Fair enough. But tipsyelves.com, check out and use code FTL, and you'll save 20% site-wide. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about Christmas and materialism here in moments. But first, Charlie is on the line. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hi, guys. I wasn't going to call tonight. Aside from chronic pain and chronic bud, I don't know anything about it. But I'd respond to James. I've said this before, and he actually proves your point. He says that if you are a conspiracy theorist, then you are rotten to the core. I suggest that he search federal convictions for conspiracy. The threshold of proof is much smaller. And they convict people of conspiracy all the time. So, so the government.
Yeah, conspiracy charges are very common. You're right about that. It is a horrible charge because it's basically a thought crime. The idea is that you should be convicted for something that you haven't actually done yet.
Right.
And that's what they went after Ross Ulbricht for from the Silk Road. That's what they went after, you know, countless activists for over the years. So, yeah.
So that makes them rotten to the core, does it not?
The federal government is absolutely rotten to the core. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, well, that proves it. And one last thing is I forgot to mention last night on your privacy show, I highly recommend Start Page.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Truly, truly a private search engine.
Startpage.com. They aggregate, I think, other search results, but they give you privacy in the process.
Yeah, they use Google, but the thing is, all Google shows is you went to Startpage.
Right.
Or proxy.
That's true. In fact, we've had Catherine Albrecht on the show.
She's great.
It's been a while, but she was a promoter, and I think she's an investor.
And then DuckDuckGo is another good search engine, to where basically, as I understand it, and I could have a totally flawed understanding, is that the search engines like Startpage and DuckDuckGo, they somehow run through a VPN when they do the search.
Interesting.
So that, Google is not getting your information.
Thanks for the call tonight, Charlie. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There are other ones out there. I don't know which one's the best, though. Disconnect.me is another one that I've seen. Named the favorite privacy tool by the New York Times. I don't know if that means anything, but they claim that they do not collect your IP address or any other personal information in their privacy policy. So
when I first heard about Startpage, I used it, but it was kind of slow. you know, it took like a while to get a result, but but I've been using it right along kind of anyways, just being patient with it, and it is fast now. It's gotten much better, I've noticed. There's a lot. So try, if you haven't tried it for years, try it again. You'll be happy with it.
Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian J. and Daryl. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. By the way, they want to pass a law here that, you know, the fat benefits, the EBT, they want to prohibit people from buying sugary foods.
Yeah, I just don't like laws in general.
You know, but the thing about it is that I happen to support it because so many people have sugar diabetes. And, you know, they've been pushing sugar on all of us, Dunkin' Donuts, and all types of sweet advertised to children, you know, sugary cereals. So I like this idea, but, you know, how are they going to decide what sugary food is, because all of the food has sugar in it already?
Good
you know?
Question.
I got an answer
for
you.
Very good question. It's like how in the states where they only tax prepared meals, there are pages upon pages of regulations on what is a prepared meal.
How do you define that? Yeah.
And in some states, because I do an Ask Me Anything for a podcast that I do, and a while back there was a question about, you know, what defines prepared meal. And so I went to a bunch of the different states and looked at their regulations. If you buy something that has everything you need to where you can cook it yourself, so like if you go buy a cake mix and it provides the spatula and all of the ingredients that you need for the cake, then in some states that is considered a prepared meal. But in other states it's not. In one state they consider Twix to be a prepared meal because there's flour in the candy bar.
Somebody put it in an oven at some point.
Right. Yeah. And so like there's all of this really weird stuff to where, you know, you start overanalyzing things and, oh, well, an avocado is actually a fruit because of this reason.
Well, you know, I don't support...
I don't know if avocados are declared a fruit anywhere.
That's a good question. They got seeds in them, don't they? Or do they?
It's got one big giant seed right in the middle of it.
Yeah, that might mean it's a fruit.
And, you know, like in some places, for certain things, tomatoes are considered a vegetable, right, even though botanically it's closer to a fruit.
And you don't like them either way.
I like tomatoes only in the form of marinara sauce and ketchup.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, the thing with welfare is I'm against government welfare, but you know, if it's going to exist, you could argue that there's not a problem with having rules on it. Like, right, yeah, you shouldn't be able to buy alcohol with your welfare check. That kind of thing. And so that's just expanding those rules. Now, again, get rid of welfare, let charities handle this stuff, and let them set up their own rules, too. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from
an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If we get a chance, we'll continue Jay's topic about the Christmas time and materialism and young people specifically. We'll get back into that here. It's Ian, Jay, and Daryl in the studio. We go to your phone calls and thoughts, but I also want to let you know that if you are still looking for last-minute gifts, you can probably get overnight shipping and get it before Christmas, maybe, if you order right now. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can order through Amazon, of course. There's Amazon links for Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, get the stuff that you are looking to purchase for your loved ones, maybe get some for yourself, and you can help Free Talk Live out at the same time.
And I'm on Amazon right now, just
yep.
Pulled up a product that I probably need to reorder, and it says, want it Friday, December 23rd,
yep.
Order within 15 hours, and choose one-day shipping.
Boom. All right, so you can still get the overnight. They still offer Saturday delivery, I believe, as well. So, you know, again, if you're a last-minute shopper here and you want to get some stuff and you want to help Free Talk Live, go to shop.freetalklive.com as we go to Skype, where Hung Like Jesus is on the line from Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Hung.
Ian, hey. Daryl, and Jay. You know, as a sort of a PSA, I just want to remind people that this time of year, depression is high in people, and some people are predispositioned to be that way anyway. Check on your family and friends and even check yourself to make sure that you are feeling like, you know, you don't want to just make sure that you're checking on, just make sure that person is feeling okay. You know, you don't want somebody to be isolated. because that's what depression does. It isolates people. That's one of the main things that you'll see first, yep, is isolation.
Hmm.
And
people feel lonely during the holidays if they don't have places to go, that kind of thing.
Right, right. And I've suffered a debilitating depression most of my life.
Oh, wow.
And for a chemical imbalance, something that I can even control. But, yeah, and that's one of the main things I did. I stayed isolated. And thanks to a beautiful woman that I talked about last night, who, yep, pulled me out of a lot of it, I'm doing really good now. And I just want people to remind people that just check on yourself and your family and your friends. Make sure everybody's doing good.
That's good advice, and it's a good time of the year to do that. I know that up in the north, at least, you're in Georgia, but up here, they some people even go crazy because they don't get enough sunlight. So there's a thing called seasonal affective disorder, which I'm sure leads to more depression than in the southern states.
Well, luckily, today was the shortest amount of daylight,
so
we wind up getting more of that.
More daylight. The days are going to start getting longer now up here in the north.
Yes.
So.
Happy winter solstice.
There you go.
Huh? I thought the days were getting shorter up that way.
Until today. So until the solstice, they've been getting shorter and shorter, and now they'll start getting longer.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I just want to make just a little PSA.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate it, Hung. And by the way, we'll be here, even though we're not really your friends. We're just guys on the radio. We'll be here for you throughout the holiday season. So even if you are all alone, you're looking for something to occupy your time, something to listen to, or, heck, even if you're with the family, pop on Free Talk Live. What could be better than sharing the ideas of liberty at a holiday gathering? That always goes over well, doesn't it?
Yeah, all the time. That's what we do. That's what I do.
So I guess some people's mileage may vary. Sometimes your family will be receptive. Sometimes they will be not so receptive on that topic. So back to Christmas time and materialism, Jay. You've got some concerns that all this gift giving is doing bad things to young people.
Well, what is breeding in young people is greed. And what I want to do with the young is just teach them right, teach them well. Try not to let them, build these, desires that are going to lead into things like greed, lust, power, control. And greed's a big element of it because it seems like the materialism, these kids start like, oh, I have all these toys. And then, the toys become, when they become older, they become bigger, more expensive toys. And so, greed doesn't, I guess, always have to be bad. I guess it could be a good incentive to, drive work ethic. I know.
Didn't John Stossel do something called Greed is Good, or is there some kind of book?
I think there's a book. I know that was a line in a movie. Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street, maybe?
Hmm. Yeah,
I think it came from that. That sounds familiar. But like, greed is really like when people start doing things that are unethical for money.
Mm.
But when this desire of material things, his love of these toys or having stuff, starts to control people, and then they start doing things later in life that like become politicians and taking bribes or doing things for to get the money to buy the toys or whatever.
I agree with you. I think that that love of stuff and material possessions is a problem because a lot of people believe they can fill whatever loneliness or hole in themselves with things. And we've seen this with, you're giving examples of very expensive items. We've also seen it with very poor people, like with hoarders, for instance, will just hoard valueless stuff. So it's the same idea, just with different economic strata, right? These things make my life important. I have this stack of newspapers that goes back as long as I live, and it's taking up an entire room of my home. Or, somebody with a bunch of cars in a garage that they never drive. Or, whatever. So there's a whole range of wealth there, but the idea is still very, very similar. Just sort of getting stuff, acquiring these things, as though that's what makes you a person. That's what makes you unique, is the stuff that you had. Whereas they don't love themselves, perhaps. They may not, be very good neighbors or good lovers or good parents, but they've got stuff.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of this where I know a family I'm very close to where the family's kind of separated, but what the father's done, and generally he's a pretty good man, but what he's done with these kids are 16 to 17 years old now, and they're in their 50s, the parents, he's always had a lot of money, and he's always been very much into toys himself, and every time there's been an issue with the wife, he throws money at it. Anytime there's an issue with the two kids, throws money at it. In fact, the one girl, I call her Miss Kardashian, because she's really into that stuff. She's very, you know, kind of materialistic and superficial. And it's just all because, you know, they've been getting stuff thrown at them, money and just things to as a remedy. And that's actually the easiest way to do it if you got money. But let's with the kids, with the 5, 6, and 3-year-old kids, with the Christmas, I really like to see them getting more involved in doing, things that are good for the community, closer to the heart, to and this is also gonna, kids want to do what mom and dad are doing all the time. So instead of just showering them with all these materialistic things, let's take them to feed some homeless or something or whatever. In fact,
that's a nice idea.
We're going to do that probably between Christmas and New Year's. And me and my brother and my nephews and stuff, we're going to go down into Hartford, and we're going to make a bunch of crockpot meals because we got some buddies down there that kind of have a place we can go do it pretty easy. And we're going to bring them. We're going to bring the 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 6-year-old down with us, and maybe a couple other kids and. Go feed some homeless folks.
Yeah, that can be an important experience. I know that some of the Liberty activists in the Lakes region do a toy drive on a yearly basis.
Yep.
Being able to, there's also, of course, the Shire Sharing that goes on up here where folks give Thanksgiving meals to people who are in need. And there are some people who criticize those activities. But ultimately, I think there's a benefit. And I remember down in Florida, I participated in one of those toy drives as well, to help people who aren't as well off as you are, who are having a tough time. Is it a rewarding experience? And that is a whole different kind of Christmas experience than
so
just
fun.
Opening up presents under a tree.
And aren't most of the criticisms against Shire Sharing and whatever the toy drive thing is, well, you're only helping somebody one day a year. What about the other 364?
Well, that is one of the criticisms. The other criticism is that some of these people may not be as deserving as they are made out to be. Meaning that I'll give you an example. So I've done several of these deliveries over the years, and I've seen some pretty poor-looking ramshackle places that I've gone to. And then one year I went to this old guy's house. He was – or an apartment in a very new apartment building here in Keene that was some sort of welfare, new construction welfare building. Pretty immaculate looking place. Did not, had you not known that it was a welfare building or whatever, you would have thought this guy was living pretty well. And it
right.
seemed like he was living pretty well. I don't think his fridge was empty, if you know what I mean. So I'm not sure, I'm not sure where they get the names from sometimes for these organizations.
Right. But no matter, what kind of charity you're running, there's always going to be somebody that tries to take advantage.
Yeah, I agree. And it didn't stop me from continuing. I'm just telling you what some people have said. I'm not saying that it was a problem. I delivered the thing, and he was appreciative, so that was that. Jay, thanks for coming in tonight.
Yeah, and when it comes to children, teach your children well. Work hard at it.
Good idea. We'll continue with Free Talk Live throughout the holidays, so stick with us. 7 to 10 at night Eastern every night. You can join us at freetalklive.com or maybe your local radio station.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
Paulette, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.